Dairy Supply.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. Opening up the show right now with my friend Jeff Deist. Jeff is a golfing buddy of mine, and some of you may think more importantly than that, but it really isn't. But if more importantly than that, he's Congressman Ron Paul's chief of staff. The congressman is a really, really interesting guy, as you all know. Our show and our site is probably, you know, one of the outreaches of his fan club. But Jeff has some very, very interesting observations on politics. Came out with a press release, for example, on Thursday entitled Paul's Subcommittee to Explore Auditing the Fed. Now, I know you guys out there and gals have been following that particular issue for quite some time. Now, Jeff, give us an overview, would you, as to what's going on?
Al, some of your listeners might know that Ron's had a long-time perennial bill in Congress to audit the Fed, and this has been something that he's built on. It's grown in momentum. He wrote a book a couple of years ago called End the Fed, and it's really been the cornerstone of his two presidential campaigns. So, you know, now that he is finally chairman of the subcommittee that oversees the Fed in the U.S. House, he has the opportunity to hold some hearings and try to go a little deeper than we've been able to go on what the Fed's really doing. And when I say deeper, I mean beyond what was called for in the Dodd-Frank reform bill that passed, beyond the what we would call somewhat meaningless audits that the Fed presents every year in terms of its financial statements and balance sheet. Because, Al, you got to understand, when you look at the Fed's so-called financial statements, you're looking in the rearview mirror. They're telling you about huge transactions that have occurred in the past, in the dark, without anybody in Congress or the executive branch, or certainly in the public knowing. And from our perspective, you know, these transactions have an enormous effect on average Americans in terms of inflation and the health of the economy. And the idea that the Fed should be able to do what it's done in terms of, for instance, quantitative easing, without any oversight, and then just tell us about it after the fact and almost treat us as ingrates if we dare to question any of this, is really beyond the pale. There's no statutory or even historical basis for this so-called Fed independence. You know, this is what they always say. Well, Fed needs to be independent of Congress so that it's not subject to political pressure. First of all, anybody who was around in 08 knows that that's a complete malarkey. I mean, why, you know, Goldman Sachs is politically connected to the Fed. To say that the Fed is not political is nonsense. But more importantly, you know, Congress created the Fed. The Federal Reserve Act is a congressional statute, and Congress can perform any oversight or regulation of the Fed it cares to, right up to and including repealing the Federal Reserve Act. So there's no justification or basis for Fed independence. That's something that the Fed made up, in effect.
What I think is really interesting is if you take a look at the press release, and the congressman is quoted in there as saying two things that really jump off the page to me. Number one, quote, "The Federal Reserve has avoided accountability for far too long." And then Ron goes on and he says, quote, "The amazing grassroots support for audit the Fed demonstrates that the American people are well aware of the Fed's financial malfeasance." Wow. It has been a while, but this thing is really, really coming to a head. And you know what? It's about damn time.
Well, absolutely. And when the Fed buys up huge amounts of U.S. Treasury debt and adds it to its balance sheet, when the Fed keeps interest rates well below what they need to be to encourage savers and capital investment, you know, these things affect us. These aren't just wonkish, scholastic policies that take place in an ivory tower. They trickle down to the average person. And clearly, Al, it's the poorest among us who suffer the most from the inflation tax. No doubt about it.
Yeah. What I think is interesting is, you know, we have a Treasury Secretary for what it's worth. But, you know, when the press quotes economic issues in the United States now, we're not hearing from the president. We're not hearing from the Treasury Secretary. We're not hearing from the vice president. We're not hearing from the speaker, et cetera. We're hearing from the president of the Fed, okay? And he is right now the most widely listened to individual in the United States, if you just consider the conventional media. His policies are probably more important in the minds of a lot of people than the policies of the President of the United States. And to have an organization that is supposedly independent of the federal government with that kind of clout, that doesn't make sense to me at all, Jeff.
No, it doesn't. And quite frankly, the Fed has far more power than Congress. It spends more money than Congress. In other words, what Congress spends in a given year these days is about $3.5 trillion, okay? The current budget, current federal budget. But the Fed in a single year has created far more than that much. And in effect, by doing so, spent that money. I mean, they would put it on their balance sheet as an asset in the form of treasury debt or whatever it was. But in terms of the inflationary effect, they basically have a bigger budget than Congress. And they operate and spend that budget in with impunity and in virtual secrecy. And the only thing we do know about it, we find out months and months later, and the process by which the decisions were made, how to spend this money, whom to bail out, how much easing to do, how much treasury debt to buy, the interest rate setting function at the discount window, all these things, we never find out the details of any of this.
Let me ask you a question. We're down to 3 minutes here, and this particular question merits, you know, a much lengthier discussion. But just in summary, Operation Twist, okay, Dr. Mark Faber came out and is adamantly supportive of it. Dennis Gartman came out, and he's very adamantly negative towards it. Big Al looked at it. Big Al thought about it. You know, I looked at the rationale behind what I believe the Fed thinks makes sense here, and I got to tell you, I do not understand why that particular action was put into effect for the life of me. It's going to hurt the banking industry, number one. Number two, I believe the rationale is, well, we'll create jobs because the housing sector with the lower interest rates, will become stronger. Man, I don't buy that. What does Jeff Dice say?
Well, look, so, Al, sometimes we overthink these things and we give too much credit to the masterminds behind the Fed. From a layman's perspective, you have to say that this is another example of kicking the can down the road.
Yeah.
In other words, having less pain now in exchange for greater pain later. I mean, interest rates need to rise. In a real market, this would be a natural thing. Right now, the United States fiscal house is not in order, and therefore our treasury debt should require a premium in the form of a much higher interest rate to get anybody interested in. And that should trickle down and affect mortgage rates, much to the dismay of the real estate industry. I'm sorry, but there's too many houses and they're still overvalued. We need to get back to encouraging saving. And all we're doing with Operation Twist is trying to once again put a Band-Aid, on a gaping wound. And at some point we need to liquidate. We need to get the balance sheets of both the U.S. government and private sector, especially banks, back to some kind of reality.
Well, when you talk about that reality, here's an interesting comment that I think all of the listeners should really think about. The Federal Reserve that regulates not all, but a significant portion of the banks in the United States has the ability to shut down those banks if their balance sheets don't make any sense, okay, if their income statements don't make any sense. Well, I'm here to tell you, the balance sheet and the income statement of the United States makes absolutely no sense from a fundamental economic standpoint, and I find it interesting that the regulators are totally unable to regulate themselves. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Al.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Reports, and I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, something else that's a long time coming is happening in about 2 weeks down the road. Big Al is going to be there. It's a major, major conference, major event. Of all the conferences, I have to tell you, it's one of my favorites, and it's called the Silver Summit. The Silver Summit is taking place over in Spokane, Washington, October 20th and 21st. That's Thursday and Friday. I'm going to be there along with a host of other people. I have David Bond on the line with me. David is an old friend, personal friend, known he and his wife, Shauna, for over 10 years. He is one of the co-founders of the Silver Summit, and we're going to tell you guys right now why you ought to be going to it. First of all, Mr. B, always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Joy to be here.
Hey, and you've got joy. Is that what it is? A joy? I mean, are we kidding a little? We're not getting sappy, are we, buddy?
In our dotage, I guess we can.
You've got a really great lineup of speakers. You know, Eric Sprott is going to be there. My friend Gordon Holmes is going to be the keynote speaker at your dinner, and I know what he's going to be talking about. He's going to be talking about all the good work that he does in the area of getting wheelchairs to people who can't afford them. Boy, I got to tell you, I got nothing but respect for him on that. David Morgan's going to be there. David Smith is going to be there. You just got a Greg McCoach, you know, John Kaiser, my buddy Roger Wiegand, Trader Raj. The list goes on and on. I got to tell you, man, it's one of my favorites. Why don't you tell people why they should be there?
Well, number one, it's the only conference of its kind in the world dedicated really solely to silver exploration, uses, and mining thereof, and investing opportunities both in the physical metal and in mining shares. Unlike larger conferences, our booth will be staffed by the CEOs of the world's premier silver producers.
Yeah.
And so you get a good chance for one-on-one contact with them. We also, you didn't mention Vic Swear and Jeff Berwick. They'll be there as well. But I think the event that's probably going to get the most attention is going to be at 1:30.
David, can I stop you just for a second? I want to see if this course in mental telepathy I've been taking actually works. I want you to think about what you think is going to be one of the main events there, and then let me see if your thoughts can translate to me. Okay, I know you've thought about it. It's the shootout between Jeff Christensen and my buddy Bill Murphy, right?
That's it. The food fight of the century.
Exactly.
And I don't know whether to call him a moderator or a referee, but Andrew Bell from the Business News Network in Toronto will be the referee or the moderator of the debate. It's mano a mano. We've seen Jeff and Bill go at it over the years from across the room and across the internet. Now it's one-on-one. No holds barred.
I tell you, it's going to be really, really interesting. You know, some of the other guys who are going to be speaking are going to be James West is going to be speaking, Greg McCoach, John Kaiser, I guess I already mentioned, Peter Spina, and then you have kindly asked me if I would be on a couple of panels, and I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, but, you know, you never, ever can tell. It is going to be a great show. I think what I find interesting is in terms of the, as you call it, the food fight of the century between Jeff Christensen and Crazy Murph, I got to tell you, and I don't think he's so crazy, but I got to tell you, I am really looking forward to that because of all of the high-profile people who violently disagree with Murphy, Jeff is the only one who has ever been willing to stand up in a public forum and discuss it with him. Don't you find that to be interesting?
Yes, I do. And Jeff's been in the game a long time. I was introduced to Jeff Christian by the late Phil Instrument Heckler back in 1979 or 1980, and I've always gone to Jeff for good, hard analysis on silver markets. CPM Group, his company, at which he's managing director, publishes the silver and gold surveys, also reports on PGMs and et cetera. He's a good guy to know.
Oh, he's more than a good guy to know. He's a very knowledgeable guy. And, you know, I've had a number of conversations with him, David, in the past at the Silver Summit. And I have to tell you, he is definitely, definitely one of the real gentlemen in our industry. And he has enough self-confidence that he's willing to, I don't want to say argue, because there's no animosity between he and Bill. But they are on very, very different sides of the philosophical fence when it comes to, it does manipulation, in fact, exist in the gold market. But, you know, as I said, they're both gentlemen, and I think it's going to be very, very interesting. I would have to say that from some of the things that have gone on in my mind, you know, I'm starting to give the Gatta boys, and I've spoken at their conferences in the past, I'm starting to give them more and more credibility, for lack of better terms. You know, there are a lot of things that are happening right now, David, that just lead me to believe that very possibly there is a certain amount of manipulation in the markets. I mean, do you want to weigh in on that one, or would you rather let it go?
Well, some of my friends think the market's badly manipulated. I've got other friends that think it's trading in a perfectly free fashion. Me, I'm with my friends.
You're one of the brightest guys that I know, Bonsky, let me tell you. Hey, we're getting a number of comments on our blog. We got about 100 a day now, and there are some people that are very, very concerned because of what a newsletter writer by the name of Clive Mond said, I guess it was last week. They're looking for a big drop in the price of silver. I personally don't see it, and I would point to the market of this week, which, you know, silver this past Thursday began an upward movement again. I mean, what are your thoughts? Are you looking for a big dumpo in that particular market?
I'm not saying it's impossible, but it looks to me like silver's got pretty solid support in the $30 range. And, most people I know are buying right now. We've all been wrong before, but I'm certainly in the market, looking to pick some up at this price.
Well, I have to tell you,
you're looking at the silver gold ratio stretched back out to about 55-1 again. Now, that's a pretty good spread. You know, it was down to about 30-1.
Well, I have to tell you, what I find to be really interesting, David, is that I was in Vancouver, B.C. on Monday, walked by a bullion dealer, and if you wanted to begin or end a transaction at that particular dealer's right on Pender Street, you would have had to wait for about an hour, because there would have been at least 100 people in line ahead of you. And the rumor that I heard was that people were buying silver hand over fist. Now, not the big boys, but we're looking at individual investors, and I thought that was really, really interesting. Listen, you guys, if you want to find out more about silver, if you want to meet some of the real knowledgeable slash gentlemen of our industry, go to the Silver Summit. It's going to be at the Davenport Hotel in Spokane Thursday and Friday, October 20th and 21st. I'm actually making a special trip going over there. I'm going to jump on an airplane from my home and go over there for the 2 days, because you know what? I was planning on not attending because of Sarah's upcoming wedding, but you know what? I cannot miss this one. Not because so much these guys are really good friends, but because they do a great job. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Got Trader Raj with me right now. We're also going to drag Trader Raj back, kicking and screaming into the studio, and we're going to do a video with him very, very shortly, within 24 hours. So look for that. I hate to, you know, the only reason I hate to have him do that is because he looks so much younger than I do. Raj, I mean, how do you do it? What is it, Zango? Is that what the deal is?
No, it's genetics.
Genetics. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know what to say. Cameras don't lie, unfortunately. Hey, Raj, I want to ask your question about something. I was reading, you know, a number of editorials last night. I read one that a professor at the University of Washington wrote dealing with the Greek situation, and it made a lot of sense to me, and I think it makes a lot of sense when you look at what's going on in the metals markets right now. But what this fellow said is, he said, Greece is going to default. There's no question about that. Well, duh, okay, Greece is going to default. But he said what the end result of that very possibly could be is the euro will go down in value vis-a-vis the U.S. dollar. Okay, how's that going to affect much of anything? Well, in fact, with the euro valued lower than the U.S. dollar, that's going to do wonders for European exports. That's going to do wonders for getting the Greek economy back on its feet, and it's going to certainly help the other countries also. I think a number of investors very possibly are realizing that that's going to be the ultimate outcome, and that temporarily you're going to see some real strength in the U.S. dollar, and consequently that's where they're going right now. What do you think about that?
Well, I would agree with that, but I don't think Greek's got any kind of an economy. One of my best advisors told me about a year ago, he said the only thing they export is tomatoes and a lot of debt. And that was his joke, but he wasn't half joking. Now, Greece is big in shipping. I mean, they've got some fabulous ports, and they've been in the shipping business and good at it for a long time. However, they have not balanced a budget in that country since 1893. Somebody made the statement about 2 weeks ago. They said, well, they haven't defaulted in 24 years, but maybe they haven't defaulted, but since 1893, they haven't balanced their budget either. I mean, if somebody keeps giving them money, they're going to keep taking it. I think what you're going to see is a gradual regression in the Euroland group. They're going to fence and ring out and cut off some of these small ones that have no hope. Who's got no hope? Greece has no hope. Portugal's close, and Ireland is really right on the corner, right on the fence right now.
Yeah.
That could go either way.
Well, and the same is true for Spain, and the same is also, or you already mentioned Portugal, but the same is true for Italy also. It's you know, you've got some countries over there that are in incredibly tenuous shape. Now, but looking at this thing realistically, so they default on their debt, okay? Major, major worldwide event, but that, I would have to say, isn't going to throw the world into a huge depression. I think what's going to happen is the scenario of the euro is going to go way down in value, etc. But in effect, that'll be a blessing in disguise because the export market of all of those countries is going to go to the moon.
Well, I would agree with that too, but I think what you're in, again, it depends on timing. What are you talking about? Are you talking about a month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months? I think that the CSFS sovereign debt credit facility we've been discussing, that's going to be passed, it looks like it, Al, because I learned this morning on Bloomberg Television, 24 out of 27 member nations have signed on for this deal. I don't know who's hanging out in the wind yet, but it's not Germany because they're in. It could be Finland, and it could be a couple of other ones I'm not aware of. But eventually, I think they're going to get this thing signed up. And when they do get the 27 members signed, they'll make a big trumpeting announcement, and all the markets are going to take off and go up. But that does not solve the problems of the debts and the insolvency within some of those countries. And eventually, what will happen is the euro is going to go down, like you're saying. Once it drops below 120, they're in red light territory. Once it's under 118, it's a goner. And then after that, I think you're going to see the stronger nations like France and Germany start trading their old currencies in parallel with the euro. That's going to be the signal that Germany's going to cut out. We've been saying that for 2 years now. They are already printing up Dutch marks, the new ones, the old currency, but new printing. Also, another thing of interest is that related but not related, Sweden has been printing up food rationing coupons for the UK. So a lot of people are expecting some dire stuff, but, you know, like everything, it doesn't happen in 10 minutes. Looks to me like a long, slow sink in the mud.
Well, a long, slow sink in the mud, certainly, but I guess what I'm saying is, having read that editorial and realizing something that was as obvious as a nose on my face, but, you know, you get mired in all the minutiae and you don't realize this lots of times. But, you know, with the economic problems, with the economic catastrophes that are going on in Europe right now, that doesn't necessarily mean the end of the world. And I think that that's perhaps detracting a little bit from gold and silver. But I have to say, along those same lines, the other side of that argument is, if that's really what's going to happen long term, why are the Chinese, why are the Indians buying so much right now?
Well, I saw a note this morning that the Chinese were set up to buy into the biggest deal ever in one of those countries over there. I think it was Greece, but I'm not positive. And they looked at it again, and it looked so bad they pulled out. So while they are very aggressive in trying to buy hard assets, they're not going to overpay, and they're going to get the good stuff because they've got the cash. They got $2 trillion in American paper, and they can go on a shopping spree with that money and go anywhere they want to. Also, I think, quite frankly, that the best thing that could happen for Greece would be to default and go back to the old drachma currency that they had. then they would have no debt and they can start over at page one. And without all that debt, I think the country and the people would have a good chance to get back on their feet.
Well, and you know that's what's going to happen. I mean, you know, we can wail and gnash our teeth and say the world's going to come to an end because of Greece, etc. But, you know, the fact of the matter is Greece has made some very, very fundamental errors in the past. One of our regular listeners, a gentleman by the name of Jed, just got back from, you know, from that part of the world, and he said it is absolutely amazing how the Greek mentality, he said, you know, they're wonderful people. They're friendly people. They're absolutely, you know, the greatest people in the world, and their country aesthetically is gorgeous. But the fact of the matter is they have been living on borrowed time because they've been spending money they don't have. You know, that's got to change, and that will change. Going out on a limb, I would say that's going to change probably within the next 3 to 6 months, and you will see the default.
I would agree with that. I think your timing is pretty much correct on that. Also, eventually this Euroland game is going to break up and break apart because Germany's not going to be the paymaster for all of Europe.
Of course not.
They're signed on to this deal simply because Mrs. Merkel was pressured into it by everybody involved, including all the World Bank, BIS, the IMF, Federal Reserve, and the U.S. Treasury. Because the big American banks are greatly at risk in Europe right now.
Yep.
In fact, new news this morning said Morgan Stanley has more loans out into the Euroland group right now than they have in capital in the bank. So Morgan Stanley is very, very precarious right now, and their stock went off pretty hard today.
Yeah, they did. You know, a lot of the financial stocks in the United States, I think, are... they're going to start going down precipitously. I really believe that's to be the case, you know, because Moody's wouldn't be downgrading Wells Fargo, Citicorp, or Citibank, I'm sorry, and Bank of America if everything was coming up roses. There's really, really very little question about that. Raj, I want to get you back in the second hour. I want to talk a little bit about what you feel today is a pivotal day in the markets. You figure it's what's going on today is a harbinger, for lack of better terms, of things to come. I wanted to talk about the situation in Greece in this particular segment with you because I think it does shed a little bit of light on the direction of gold and silver right now. But I want to get you back in the second hour. There are so many things going on right now. I want our listeners to be aware of them from your perspective, because as most of our listeners have said, this guy, Trader Raj, is a sage. And I'm saying, yep, I think you're right. Hey, stick around. Big Al is going to be right back with David Morgan.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the first hour of the Cortland Economics Report. So I'm Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. Got the silver guru on the line right now, David Morgan. David's a very, very interesting guy. And, you know, I say this about most of my guests, but, you know, and I mean it about all of them, but David's a good friend. I've known him for 10 or 15 years. And, you know, I respect, truly respect what he has to say. Okay, having said that, David, I want to address three issues with you. Number one, I want to talk a little bit about the price of silver and the direction it's going in right now. We are down, obviously, significantly, 40% from our not too recent high of close to $50. On Friday, silver closed, if I'm not mistaken, around $30. I want to focus on that because that's really your area of expertise. I then want to discuss a little bit about the political events going on around the world and how you think that's affecting the price of silver. First of all, here we are, $30. You concerned?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, no one likes to see, you know, any market that they're bullish on pull back that significantly. But regardless, we went parabolic in the silver market. And as it was going north of 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, the whole way up, I was being very cautious, optimistic, but cautious, telling people, don't put all you have in the silver market. It's going to correct. And on the trading service that I provide for our members, I called the top around the 48 mark. It went slightly higher. I love selling in the strength. It's always best to leave a little bit of room for the next guy. And then it's come off. When it came off, it did quite a sharp decline. It actually touched the 33 level. And it's been consolidating between 33 at the low and 40-ish, 42 at the high for several months. But then at what's taken place very recently, as you said, Al, is that we've got this correction in both silver. I wouldn't say even correction, but this waterfall sell-off in both silver and gold, and is substantially lower than it was just a few weeks ago. So, yeah, it is a concern, but the main thrust of my thinking is have the fundamental facts changed or have they not?
You know, in my humble opinion, I don't think the fundamental facts have changed at all. You know, we're in the perfect storm, I think, for precious metals. I mean, I'm not a technician, David. You're much more of a technician than I am.
you know, and Trader Raj talks about the fundamentals of silver, or I'm sorry, the technical aspects of silver all the time. But I have to tell you, from a fundamental standpoint right now, it's the perfect storm.
Absolutely, Al. It has not done anything but get better fundamentally. Look, what I've said over and over, and it's only actual fact, is that the global financial system has never been in such a precarious situation as it now is. And because of that fact, people are uncertain of what to do. And during times of uncertainty, they go to the one asset class that is absolutely certain, that has no confidence or trust issues, and that's gold and silver. Those two things are in and of themselves trustworthy, and they build confidence. And even though these metals have gotten smashed lately, I think it'll take some time to rebuild, but fundamentally it's a great time for someone that's new to the market to get involved. I wouldn't say buy everything that you want now, because it could possibly go lower than it is today, but nonetheless, it's smart to get in here. That's what a professional would do. They take advantage of a beat up like this, and they would start to accumulate. That's what I'm suggesting to everybody.
I would agree with you 100%. Now is a great time to accumulate. You know, and here's a good example coming from a personal experience that I just had 5 days ago. I was up in Vancouver, British Columbia, walking down West Pender, got to the corner of West Pender and Howe. As you probably know, there's a big bullion dealer right there. There were 100 people in line waiting to do something. And I found out, I keep bringing this up, but I found out from some of our mutual friends up there that of that 100 people, the vast majority, Dave, were buying silver.
That's what I've gotten. I've talked to not all of my contacts, that would take too long, but several of the wholesalers and the larger retailers. And people, again, as in the 2008 financial crisis, are coming in and buying. Very few sellers. In fact, I talked to one mid-level retail dealer, and she told me that the last few days, no one has sold silver to her back. They're only buying. So we may get in a situation similar to 2008 bottom in silver, where we see two prices. We see the paper price of silver, and we see the retail price substantially higher. Remember, back in that time, silver got under $9 briefly, but the best you could do was like $12.50, $13.50. There was like a 20, 30% premium if you wanted to buy any retail product, meaning silver rounds, silver eagles, silver maples, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, anything like that. You had to pay a substantial premium to get physical silver. You could get it off the exchange at the mark-to-market price, in other words, the price that they set. And actually, I did so myself. I took 3,000 ounces at the time around the $9 level. But that was the only type of silver, commercial bar form, that you could get for that price. Everything else had a substantial increase premium on it because it was scarce. It was hard to get.
You know, a week ago, a little over a week ago, actually, the COMEX raised the margin requirements on gold and silver. I found that to be really, really interesting, given the fact that the price of both commodities was going down. Now, a number of my listeners commented on our blog, David, and they said, you know, here's a good example of giving some, you know, firepower to Bill Murphy and the GATA guys. And I notice you have a poster there behind you, you know, giving more firepower to them in terms of the theory that the price of gold and silver is, in fact, manipulated. I don't understand, when the price of those commodities were both going down and going down precipitously, I don't understand why COMEX at that time raised the requirements, the margin requirements, by 21%. Any comments?
Well, yeah. I mean, the CFTC, the COMEX, it's really the CME these days, but they have a propensity to, in any commodity, any time there are violent moves up or down, to increase the margins. And this is a violent move to the downside. Now, obviously, it favors the shorts. And from my most objective view, and of course, I am biased. I am for honest money. I am for an honest financial system. I am pro gold and silver. Nonetheless, with all of my biases, if you read the rules as objectively as you can, they favor the shorts in almost every case. So if you're going to increase margin requirements on the way down, anyone that's long is going to lose equity. In other words, you might have bought silver, for example, $25, and had a pretty good position all the way up, and watch it go from 50 all the way down to 33, and then get this waterfall decline we're talking about. And all of a sudden, you still have some good equity, except now you get a margin increase and you're long and you have to pony up more dollars to maintain your position. All of a sudden, that equity goes away. So You know, I don't make the rules. In fact, I stress this. You know, if you are in the futures markets, you better know doggone well what you're doing. It is not the place for most people. It's only the place for professionals or people of high net worth that have risk capital. If you don't want to lose any money, stay out of the futures markets. Nonetheless, you do get the best price there, especially if you can stand for delivery. But it's a tough game. It's the toughest game out there, really. And I don't advocate it for hardly anyone. There are a few people that can do well at it, but the vast majority of people do not.
Dave, I got to tell you, you know, I agree with you 100%, but I would take it a little bit lower on the food chain when I say I don't advocate anybody being in the resource sector that doesn't have a high degree of acumen in our industry, because it is very, very cyclical, and there are certain things that you must be aware of, you must have a working knowledge of, if you're going to be involved in this industry. The only exception, and I've told all my listeners this for years and years now, the only exception is if you have a flair for it, or if you have an interest, I guess I should say, in it, but you choose not to become extremely well educated in it, get yourself a really good investment advisor who's got a proven track record, because our industry is not for the faint-hearted, David.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, and I hopefully not backing up on what I said about futures, but you're right. In general, I've said many times on your show and others over the years that if you cannot take wild swings, don't get in this market at all. I mean, physically bought and paid for silver or gold, even though I think that's probably the best thing you can buy for the fundamental reasons we talked about earlier. Nonetheless, the price movement can be very, very strong at times, up and down. And if you can't handle that, then, you know, keep your money in, T-bills or something. I mean, I don't advocate that personally. That's not what I do personally. What I'm saying is, just backing you up, Al, look, a lot of people, they get in, they've never invested before. This is really not the place to start, believe me. If you've never invested and you don't know what it looks like when the market goes against you and you can't handle that, this is not the place to start.
No, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's for very, very sophisticated investors. You know, and I've gotten to know 100 or 200 or so of our listeners pretty well through our blog, David, and that's out of 60,000 people who listen to it. So I'm looking for more of you folks to comment. But I do want to say most of the people who listen to the Cortland Economics Report are pretty, pretty sophisticated investors. And you know what? That's really the only audience that I'm interested in, because I'm too old to be a school teacher. I want to talk with people who really know what they are doing. David, thank you so much, buddy.
My pleasure.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.